This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, I see the Holy Father held his Wednesday papal audience indoors this morning. What was the focus of Pope Francis?
Yes, John, indeed. In fact, today he spoke about the sin of anger, the sin of wrath. You may recall that this is part of a series that he started on both vice and virtue, and he called wrath a dark vice. He said it has a tendency to grow out of control. But instead, he's asked us all to reflect on how to actively seek peace and to seek reconciliation. So he went on to say that when someone is dealing with the sin of wrath, that you can recognize it. You can see it in the movements of their body or the way that they are aggressive, the way that they breathe in a more labored fashion, and also in a frowning face. And he said, the problem with wrath is that it doesn't give the bearer any kind of rest, any kind of respite. And he pointed out that there are some people who may be really, really pleasant and calm and compassionate to others. Or, for example, when they're at work, when they come home, they are just unbearable for their husbands and wives or children. And he said that wrath can just take over a person. It can rob a person of sleep. It can just constantly plague the mind, and it can destroy relationships. And he said that the way to address this problem is to immediately seek reconciliation. And he said to look to St. Paul. St. Paul, who spoke about the importance of resolving issues immediately, in fact, before the sun sets, not to let the sun go down on anger. And he continued to speak then about the Our Father, and about how in the Our Father, we also have a call to forgiveness as we ask to forgive our trespasses as we forgive others. And he also mentioned that not every demonstration of anger is wrong, because first of all, he looked at Christ's demonstration of anger in the temple and the reality that people were actually moved by his zeal for the house of the Lord. And he said that for each of us to feel anger is a normal part of being human and of being Christian. And he said that we're not necessarily responsible for the rise of anger inside of us, but we are responsible for the way that it develops and the way that we express it. So he encouraged everyone to express anger in the correct way, reminding us that Jesus never responded to evil with evil. Instead, he asked all to seek the help of the Holy Spirit to properly manage all passions in order to turn away from wrath and to turn towards peace. And John, on that vein, Pope Francis also spoke today about the need for peace in the Middle East and Ukraine. And he spoke about the very obvious amount of cruelty that exists in the world today. He said that too many civilians and defenseless victims of wars are staining the earth with blood. But he mentioned to the Polish-speaking pilgrims specifically in the Polish speaking address that the new year began with an invitation to build peace in the world, and especially in their homeland of Poland, but of also in your families and in your hearts. And so he reminds us all to strive for peace in our homelands, in our families, and in our hearts, so that peace, he said, should not only be built on truth, but in addition should require the right control of anger, and also should encompass mutual forgiveness to help build what he called a civilization of love, John.
Ashley, what a relevant message by the Holy Father this morning, something that I know resonates in anybody's heart if you listen to what he's teaching this morning as he continues his series on vice and virtue. How many of us have gone to confession and confessed that we were angry with friends or family members or even our own spouse?
Yes, exactly. And he said, yeah, that's part of life. That's part of it. But it's all about figuring out how to vent that anger, because otherwise we are really handing ourselves over to the control of the devil if we cannot learn to control our own anger.
Absolutely. And I think the advice of, don't let the sun go down. Don't go to bed at night, while you're still angry is great, very practical advice that is something that we should really consider.
Yes, good old St. Paul, always with practical words of wisdom, reminding us to the importance of self-control, and that's something that we certainly could pray for.
Well, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has some more words of wisdom. He has a special message for young people regarding the teachings of the Church in UCAT, the Youth Catechism. Tell us about this.
Yes, in fact, a new edition of the UCAT has come out. So this is the Catechism of the Catholic Church that's written especially for adolescents and for young adults. And the Holy Father included a special message which he wrote, which is part of the foreword of this new edition. And it's called The Password for Joy. So a little bit of a takeoff of electronic passwords that we need to use these days in order to access various things. And he said that love is the primary password for joy. He said that knowing the answer, finding love, finding this password is actually inside of the catechism. That's how every young adult can determine what the password really is. And he said it's the duty of all people as they become adults in the faith to make Jesus Christ known to those who've not yet had the opportunity to know the faith. And they can learn how to do this in the catechism and specifically inside of the UCAT. He said that this truth has its origin in love, which is the love for Christ. And that's the love that should always be at the center of our hearts. And Pope Francis looked to his predecessor, looked to Pope Benedict XVI, who wrote in the first edition of the UCAT. I'll read to you what he wrote. He wrote, "This book is compelling because it speaks to us of our very destiny and therefore concerns each of us intimately. Because of this, I ask you, study the catechism with passion and perseverance." And those words that Pope Benedict XVI wrote are so pertinent, really speaking right to the heart of young people today. Pope Francis today said that young people should read the Gospels, frequently. They should pray daily. And most of all, their prayer should be to what he called transfer the attitudes of Jesus to their own hearts. And so therefore, the password of a truly joyful life is to look at life with the eyes of Jesus, with the same feelings, with the same attitude, John.
That is a fantastic approach that I'm sure that young people can relate to, this password idea, because they're all on social media all the time. So it's definitely something that would resonate with the youth. And the password is just very simple. Love for Christ. I love it. It's a great message.
Yes, exactly. And he said that it's easy because when we believe, when we know Christ, then we will always be in love with him. So that's our challenge, just to get to know him better day by day and to come to love him better day by day. And the UCAT is a great way for young adults and adolescents to do just that.
Meanwhile, there seems to be a problem there in the Eternal City of Roma with terrible graffiti. What is the latest, Ashley?
John, it's funny because this is a question that people ask my husband John and me all the time. How come there's so much graffiti around the city? It's such a beautiful city, and it's something that Rome doesn't want to be known for. But nevertheless, it's the reality. But there's good news. And now we can answer that question with some really good news, which is the birth of a new nonprofit association that is working to paint over the graffiti-covered walls throughout the city and throughout different neighborhoods. So this is this urban regeneration project is called Muri puliti. So in other words, that means simply clean walls. And it's bringing together shop owners and citizens and people of neighborhoods to work on this project. And the way they're going to do it is that when they'll paint over, and then if a wall is defaced again, well, they're just going to repaint it one more time. There's also an organization, another organization in Rome that's called Retake Roma. And this is made of mostly expatriates who work on removing litter, garbage, and graffiti, trying to make Rome the most beautiful it can possibly be. So hopefully Rome is going to get a shiny new facelift real soon, John.
Well, it's not just a problem in Rome. It's in so many major cities all over the world, including here in America. So kudos to Roma for trying to clean them up.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking forward to see how this initiative goes.
All right. Well, today is the feast of one of my favorite saints, St. John Bosco, Don Bosco, that apostle of the youth. How is his feast day being celebrated there in Rome and Italy?
Well, happy feast day to you. And in fact, yes, it is being celebrated in a big way, as you would imagine, John. So in Turin, the city in which Don Bosco himself is entombed, celebrations began back on the 25th of January with all kinds of special masses, special rosaries leading up to this feast day. And then today on the feast, the Chapel of the Relics is open to the public to come and pray at the relics of Don Bosco. And also there's a special children's mass that starts in about an hour from now. There's going to be a beautiful children's choir. And then at the end, there's the blessing of all children. Then over in Modena, they also have big celebrations. So imagine that they do they have a big stage set up in the center of town, and they will put on a play showcasing the life of Don Bosco. They're going to do dances, they'll do roller skating, all kinds of activities for kids, really commemorating the love that Don Bosco had for young children. And especially, you know, he really had a gift too of encouraging young men to consider the priesthood. And so this is a day that we can also pray, especially for the growth of vocations throughout the world through the intercession of dear Saint John Bosco.
Well, I got to tell you that I saw a movie a while back on St. John Bosco. It's called Mission to Love. That just blew me away. It was such a great movie. I cried during that movie seeing how he dealt with the young people and how he loved these wild kids on the streets and how they loved him. And it was just such a moving a movie that I was recommending it to my good buddy Drew Mariani yesterday. I said, you got to watch this film.
Well, and John, do you remember the dream that Don Bosco had, that he was a little boy, maybe he was 9 or something, and he had this dream where he saw these angry kids on the street and he felt the Lord leading him to understand that the way to deal with them was to love them. So it wasn't to be violent back. It wasn't to be hateful or mean back, but to show love. And of course, it really fits in with the catechesis that we heard today at the papal audience. He really is a stalwart of us all learning how to live in authentic love and Christ's humility, and using that as a way to bring people to Christ.
Absolutely. So much that we can learn from St. John Bosco. How do they say it in Italian?
Oh, so Giovanni Bosco. And we say Don because we say Don Bosco Don because Bosco. Don actually means, it refers to a priest. So we're not calling him Don Bosco because his name is Don or Donald or something. It actually is saying Father Bosco. And it's extra special today because, of course, today is your onomastico, John. It's your patron day because since you share the same name with Giovanni Bosco. So a very happy onomastico to you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.